Hi, unicorns, and welcome back to another episode. I'm not gonna lie, today seems hard for me to get myself together to, you know, try to be positive about everything that's going on, because the emotions are very heavy. I think everywhere in the U.S. for sure, we can feel it, especially as a daughter of immigrants. I'm not an immigrant myself, but as a Latina, as a woman with very tan skin, and English is her second language, it's so infuriating, heartbreaking, and soul-crushing. It could be soul-crushing, but we're not gonna let it. That's not who we are. That's not what we came here for. That's not how we were raised, because that's what they want. They want us to lose hope and lose faith, and that's not what my hate podcast is about, and that is not what we are gonna allow them to do, because we choose how we show up. We choose the way we see the world, even when it looks scary and chaotic as fuck. And it definitely is heartbreaking to see so many people being murdered by ICE, literally in broad daylight. And it's not just Hispanics anymore. No, it's our nurses, our mothers, men and women. It's just nobody safe. And unfortunately, it's not something new, but I think as heartbreaking as what the tragedy of Alex is, I feel like it was the catalyst to waking everybody up, for everyone to realize that we've had enough. This conversation is gonna make you feel uncomfortable, because we are uncomfortable. We've been uncomfortable. And if we truly believe that everything is working out in our favor, then we needed this. This is in our favor. Not because they did it, but because we are choosing to say no more. We are done. And so we have to be brave enough to ask ourselves why moments like this exist. Awareness is extremely uncomfortable, but it's the first step towards change. And so I can't say that it shocks me, because we've been seeing this. Not everybody's been paying attention, but we've been seeing it. People have been getting kidnapped from the streets, on their way to work, at school, for some time now. People have been going missing in these camps that they send them to. Using a 5-year-old as bait is just the worst. Yet they want to keep lying to everyone and spinning their own stories. But finally, we're starting to see more people speak up, use their voice, use their platform, no matter how big or small it is. And that's what this is for. We can't let them continue to get away with it. Don't forget, they are your employees. You chose these people. You appointed this president. And now that we realize that you all fucked up, that doesn't mean you have to stay fucked up. We can still change it. We're in time to change it. We're in time to vote. During these midterms is when we need to go back out and vote, to change all of it. So for all those Latinos for Trump that regret their vote now, make it be known that you regret it. Don't ever turn back your back on your community again. Like, come on. But it's okay. You did it. You fucked up. It already happened. Now fix it. Because it's one thing to know that you fucked up, and another thing to go and fix it, change, do better. Because now nobody's safe. Not a white male, a white woman. Nobody. We can't let them continue to flip the narrative and try to lie. Even when they do lie, we are not blind, we're not stupid. Don't let them fool you. Don't let them continue to treat you like a fool. Wake up. And all of this exposure is necessary, and it's very painful, but definitely necessary, because you can't fix something you don't see. A lot of people said, you know, all these racist people are coming to light, but good, now we can see it. Now we can fix it. Now we know where the problem is. So this is all this pain, use it as your catalyst. Pain is a catalyst, not a dead end. Nothing has meaning until we give it meaning. So what does this mean to you? Are you gonna sit down and be a coward and choose not to do better? I talked about this before. This could be, this is not the end, this is the beginning. The beginning of your opportunity to go out there and do better and not let little remarks or little comments slide simply to avoid the discomfort. So we decide whether this is the end of hope or the beginning of responsibility. And because I always think everything's working out in our favor, I choose to see this as a good thing. Not ignoring the pain, even though it's heartbreaking and sad to see a man be executed in the streets in broad daylight while he was defending another woman. Simply because these poor little, I feel like ICE people, like people sign up for ICE are like little, are men that I feel so powerless and hate themselves so much that I want any excuse to go and let it out on others. Like you probably were living in the basement of your mom's house, hating the fact that you couldn't get laid. And this was your choice to get back on all the people that you want to blame for your own insecurities, because I'm sure there's a lot of them, or the ones that were in closeted KKK people that are like, hey, finally I get to release or be the superiority that I think in my brain that I am, but I'm not. And it's kind of like that you want to feel tough, you want to have power, you want to have any sense of control. So you go and do this because that's the only way you could have. But like I was saying, as horrible as it is that the two murders happened, they were necessary for us to wake up, for the entire U.S. to see that it's not just immigrants, minorities, it's everyone. They really don't care about anybody but themselves. And their deaths cannot be in vain. So don't just sit there and say, well, I wish I knew what to do. There's many things you can do. You can call your senator. And we'll get a little more into that later on. But choosing to wake up, be informed, do better, take action in any way you can around your community, with the people that you surround yourself with, understanding that we're not alone, that little by little more of us together are becoming stronger and stronger and waking up from this fake reality they were selling us. Sometimes as much as I feel like I can talk forever, I am sometimes lost. Right now, I feel a lost of words and how to express everything that I'm feeling. And at the same time, not feel grateful that I am still here. I just celebrated my birthday. It was amazing. It was beautiful. I had all my close friends and family with me. And so seeing all that pain, I choose to also be grateful and see the good in the fact that I'm so lucky they're still here. Because Alex had family. Renee had a wife, was a mother. It could literally be any of us. So taking a moment to be grateful for the life that you do have and choosing to do something with it. He chose to protect that woman. He died protecting someone. His life will always be remembered, will always have an impact because that was his choice. He chose to be out there peacefully protesting, helping document things, helping this woman from being pushed to the ground and pepper sprayed. So that was his choice. Because of his choice, the whole nation is waking up. That's how I want to choose to see it. I don't want to see it as his life was lost in vain. It was not. A nation woke up thanks to him. And more of us need to start waking up and be grateful that we're still here and do something about it. Because manifesting is not just wishful thinking, it's taking action, taking aligned, purposeful action. Today, I literally was just praying, like, God, help me find the right words, help me find the strength to say the right thing that will actually help people move and change for the better. Because I don't want you to just listen to me and then go about your day like nothing happened, like nothing changed, like it didn't have an impact. No, that's not the point. The point is to realize that you are stronger than you believe, that you are more powerful than you give yourself credit for, that you can make a difference. You just have to want to. You just have to say that enough is enough and I'm gonna do something about it. Whatever that is, everybody's gonna find a way in their own lives to make an impact because you can. I saw a guy open a pantry for his community in Minnesota, him and his partner, with their own money, helping their community with food, with formula, with things like that for people that needed it, that were afraid either to go to work or just go to the store. That is his impact. And once he chose that, so many other people rallied behind him to help him. It could be as easy as that. He chose to look at the good that he could do. Find something good, anything, some food and supplies for my neighbors. And that opened the universe to give him more. Because if you can't look at the good, you literally cannot find it. There's something good out of this moment, no matter how devastating it seems. If you don't train your brain to do this, especially when it's the hardest, then you're never going to be able to see it. You can't receive something you don't want, you're not aligned with. There you go. It's like you can't listen to a radio station if you're not on the right frequency. It's never going to come in. So instead of sitting there and complaining about all the things that are going wrong, we got to start looking for the good. How can this be good? How can it get better? How can I make it better? And literally pray, hi God, dear God, how can this be better? How can I improve this? And then that way you'll actually be able to receive it. The thoughts, the ideas, the creativity can flow into you on how to make it better. If you just keep sitting there talking about all the bad stuff and worrying about all the bad stuff, all you're going to see is more bad stuff. Your brain is literally built to prove you right. So, for example, all the girls that say there's no good men left, well, they're never going to see a good man because that's not what their brain is looking for. They're telling their brain, look for bad men. Prove me right. So most of the time they end up with bad men. Because that's what they were focused on. Being in a frantic state, you're just going to create more of that energy. So this is why I say that as painful as everything that is going on is, that is when we have to start thinking about all the good stuff even more. Because it's easy to be positive when there's rainbows and unicorns and everything's going good. It's easy to be positive because there's no contradiction. It's now that you have to be even more positive to be able to create that going forward. When I was in the middle of my divorce, I kept saying, I'm so grateful this happened. I love her so much. I'm so thankful to her for breaking up with me. I was like, God knows exactly what I want and how I want it. And I'm just so grateful that I'm here, that this is where I am now. Never will I say I wish anything bad on her because I don't. I'm so grateful that she did what she did. I am so grateful that we had such a beautiful life. Believing that, I'm so happy because I have so many opportunities coming into my life. That is what made me heal and see all the beautiful opportunities faster than ever before, than I could have ever done it. So that's why I'm so adamant of like still trying to find a good thing of all of this. I think one of the great things is they already fired the guy that was leading the tactics in Minneapolis for Border Patrol. Another cool thing I saw was that the cartel is offering cash bonuses for every ICE agent that you collect. I don't wish anything bad on them. I never wish death on anyone, not even them. However, I did see that the cartel is, I think it's $10,000 if you kidnap one of these ICE agents and bring it to them. So how would you do that? I have no idea, but it's out there. So that made me laugh. My friend said, everyone likes a good side hustle, right? And it's even funnier because the U.S. was giving people a $50,000 sign-in bonus if you join ICE, right? However, they don't disclose this. You get $10,000 per year that you're there up to five years. So you're not getting $50,000 signing up. You're getting $10,000 your first year, $10,000 your second year, $10,000 a third year, and you have to be there for the 5 years to get it, right? Well, your president isn't going to be there for the 5 years. So do you really think you're going to get it? Yet, at the same time, the cartel also said, bring me a high-ranking official, I'll give you $50,000 cash per high-ranking official. I mean, that sounds like a way better deal. They're just like doing 50K a pop, 10K for just anyone. Anyways, I probably shouldn't be talking about this. But I thought that was pretty genius of the cartel. I love being Mexican. Sea lo que sea. Eso sí, de que somos más inteligentes y somos más cabrones que nada. Eso sí, me encanta. And for everyone that probably isn't Hispanic and doesn't understand that we've been going through this for a long time and now it feels heavier than ever for you guys, know that this is what makes us stronger and this is what makes us so strong. This is what makes us have the humor that we have, like the dark humor sometimes that a lot of Hispanics have. But it's not easy, but it only makes you stronger. And we are going to get through it together. We are. I know we are. I know this is just temporarily. This pain, this ugly, uncomfortable pain is just temporarily. Because I have faith in us. I have faith in humanity. And I have faith that everything is working out in our favor. And that is the faith that I want to continue to spread and I want to continue to talk about. Because the more that we use these kinds of words, the faster that we make it collectively happen. I really do believe that. So the meaning you give to things is what makes it expand. So if you give any situation a good meaning, it's going to expand into good. This is having so many people speak up, like I said. That is more conversations. That is more people spreading awareness. This is what they did, these killings, just brought us together. It's creating unity. Once again, more people are choosing to educate themselves. More people are choosing to learn about the situation. Standing up for each other. Because the bravery that he did to stand up for this woman, who he didn't know when to protect her, now, so many more people are seeing a true example of a true hero and are doing the same thing. They're standing up and protecting their neighbors, their community, their brothers and sisters, like the veterans. So many veterans are coming up and speaking up about this, thanks to Alex. More people are choosing to be better humans, thanks to Alex. We are not going to be able to heal the world if we drown in it. We can only heal the world by becoming stronger in it. And there's nothing stronger than numbers and everybody coming together. And I'm pretty sure you know this already, but it's not about immigration. This has truly never really been about immigration. It's about fear, control, power, and profits. Profits. Because the orange man, when I see, it's all he cares about, profits. And anyone out there that believes what this president is doing or what the ICE agents are doing is okay is simply somebody that hates themselves. They're not someone that's strong-minded. They're just somebody that hates themselves deep down inside. Because all they can see is hate. Because they hate themselves. They are truly, deeply unhappy. Happy people don't want to hurt people. You can only see what you are. So you can only see who you are. So if, for example, I walk around and I think 90% of the women out there are just gorgeous. The other 10 just probably needs a little bit of like attention to themselves. They're still gorgeous. Not everybody gets up and works out and, you know, does their hair and makeup every day. But that's just a matter of choosing to do it and you'd be gorgeous too. But I don't get ready every day. So I'm not saying it like to be judgy. I get it. It happens. We are all living hectic lives and stuff. We all have a lot of things to do. But I truly believe there's no ugly woman. There's no such thing as an ugly woman. I see beauty in every single one in their own way. Because that's who I am inside. I tell myself every day, I am love. I radiate love. I spread love. I give love. Because I am love. and I am loved. The people that truly believe that, don't spread hate. I can't even think of hateful things. They just don't exist in my brain. Hateful people hate because they hate themselves. They're not happy with themselves. They're not happy with their lives. They're not happy with, like I said, these people that are the white men out there doing these disgusting things are men who hate themselves. They needed an outlet and they found it because misery does like company. Have you noticed, like, when you're going through something, everything that comes into your life, you just see it with this hateful energy and ugly eyes, and you want to make everyone feel your pain because you're going through something. But then you go to therapy and you heal like a normal human should, an adult should. Then later on, you're like, oh, then out of nowhere, little by little, the world starts to look nicer, more beautiful. You start to feel happy. It's because you're healed. A healed person doesn't need someone else to suffer. It's like the prime example with Gru from Despicable Me. Yeah, Gru. When he finally falls in love and he's just, I'm so happy. And that is the perfect example. He is in love. When you're in love, you want to give love. You are in love. So you give love, you spread love, you speak about love. That's exactly what it is. The same thing. And so I feel bad for these people who just hate themselves, because after all this, they're still going to hate themselves. So this is what I am called to do. This is what I feel we are all called to do. And that is to share empowerment and replace the helplessness that we feel with empowerment. Be aware, become mentally stronger, be emotionally regulated. This is not a time for you to be numbing yourself out, which I understand that it's easier sometimes to just be like, I just need a drink. This is too much. But this is not the time. This is not the time. And it's not the time to fight each other. We're not fighting each other. We're fighting the people who want to destroy our country. It's time to stand up for one another. It's time to speak up when you know something is wrong. It's time to be courageous without becoming cruel. And originally, I wanted this episode just to tell you guys all about my birthday, because I had a great time and it was beautiful and it was perfect. And I was just so happy that what I wanted, what I envisioned, was exactly what my friend did. Shout out to Querida Señora. I mean, she always does great events, but like, she listened to exactly what I wanted and she delivered exactly, like, to the T, from hand crafting every single canvas for my guests to paint, to the bar, the food, the seating chart, everything. She just nailed everything because she truly listened to me, to what I wanted. Didn't try to overdo it, didn't underdo it. It was just perfect. I chose to still celebrate it, and I choose to talk about it with you guys right now, because what better way to honor Alex and Renee than by celebrating life, remembering that we have to do better for them as well. We're not celebrating suffering. We're celebrating and remembering how fragile life can be, how fast it can go. I also got some sad news about my friend who had a stroke, and it just takes you back and be like, look how quickly life can be changed and altered. You never know. So tell the people that you love them every day, even if you're mad at them. Even if you're fighting, even if you can't stand them today, don't ever leave without saying bye, I love you, and a kiss. Because life is fragile. We are fragile creatures. And even if we don't die, our lives can be completely altered overnight. And I hope you understand that choosing this, the joy that I want to talk about and share, is not a disrespect. It's my way of letting them know that they're never going to break our light. They're never going to break, how do you say it? You're not going to break my spirit. They're never going to break our spirit. Ever. They can try and try, but we will never let them. I will never let them. Because no matter how mean you are to me, no matter how bad you treat me, I will always choose to spread love. Here and there, sometimes you might get me on a bad mood and I might say something that I shouldn't. But I will quickly come back and continue to be the kind, loving person that I am, because I chose that a long time ago and no one's going to change that. I choose to live loudly because life is worth protecting. But yeah, my birthday was awesome. They all got to paint me. It's a picture of me when I was a baby, which apparently everyone told me I picked a really hard picture. So next time I'm going to have them and like, I want to put them all together and make the backdrop of the podcast episode. But I chose to paint me as a child because I wanted to remind people and remind myself how fun life is when you're a kid, like how innocent it is. And I love paint night. It's fun. It's interactive. It's something that we all like to do. But I was actually pretty shocked how good some of these came out and how much attention to detail my family was like really in their toy, like, you know, getting the dots and the lines and the bed. And it's a super cute painting. Next year, I think I want to do it again. Something along the same lines. If anybody liked the idea, feel free to steal it. It's a tiny little canvas. And you can outline a picture of yourself or whatever you want. And then your guests can paint it. And from what I heard, they all loved it. It was so much fun. The food is always incredible with Querida Señora. So if you haven't tried it, you have to find them. Follow them on Instagram. She's really good at posting where she's going to be. She does a lot of pop-ups and events. So if you tried it, you already know. You already know. What else? What else do I want to tell you? What else do I want to tell you? I want to tell you so many things. I thought I was going to be officially divorced by now, but I'm not. It was pushed to April. It was moved back to April. Hey, everything is always working out in our favor. I don't mind it. I'm still living an amazing, happy life that it's okay with me. I do want to encourage all of you to stay informed, be safe, protect your neighbors, stay strong, continue to be a good human. Because we don't receive good unless we're willing to look for it. We can't receive something we're not willing to open ourselves up for. And if you're a whip girl out there saying that there's no more good men in this world, stop. Stop it. Because you're going to find all the bad men like that. Even if you don't believe there's any good men in the world, how about you just say, hey, start with something as simple as like, I meet really nice people. I meet really nice humans. I meet good, kind-hearted men. Replace the other statement with this one. And just watch and see what happens. I had to do this when I realized that I had two brothers who were becoming men. You know, as they were kids, it was easy because they were kids and didn't really think much of it. But as they were getting older, someone said, do you really believe that all men are... I used to say something like, all men suck or all men are dumb or all men are cheaters. And someone brought it to my attention. I think must have been one of my coaches back in the day, but they literally said something like, do you really believe that? I said, yeah. And they're like, don't you have brothers? And that took me back. Like, are your brothers going to be like that? Well, no. I got defensive right away. And I was like, well, no, my brothers would never. He's like, well, then that statement isn't true. Not all men are cheaters. Not all men are dogs, or not all men are evil. So I literally had to retrain my mind to look for good men in this world. I was like, okay, well, if there's two good men, there has to be more somewhere out there. God helped me see and heal my anger towards men, because I had a horrible anger towards men. I'll tell you guys maybe one day why. But I will tell you why. That's a whole other episode. But I started to realize that anger wasn't serving me at all. It was actually hurting me. So I needed to change that belief. So how do you change a belief? Be opening to see it differently. So I said, God, help me see this differently. I have great brothers. I know I also have great cousins. And so there has to be good men. There has to be. So I started asking God to show it to me. And this is when I met, okay, this is over 10 years ago. I started working out with a whole different Herbalife group of people. Stephen Crawford, Terrence, Super Mario, that's his nickname, but these gorgeous, beautiful, gorgeous men who I used to, for say, for example, back in the day, if I would look at them, I would be like, oh, they're probably dogs, they're this, they're that, you know, because they were tall, handsome, young, buff, athletes. And I would have just kind of like had a preconceived notion of them and just like dismissed them. But then I meet Steven, and at the time he's a single father with twins. His twins were probably 4. I'm not sure exactly what their ages are. And I saw him care for his daughters on his own, bring them in and out of the gym on his own, always matching, always cute, just the most attentive father figure. My dad would never. I thought men didn't do this. And so little by little, working out with him, seeing him be a great father. He still is a great father. And congratulations, he got engaged. Just seeing him changed my perception of men and fathers. And then Hero, or Terrence, the way he was with his wife, fiance, Nikia, and his daughter and her kids. So loving, kind, attentive, was just a great human. Changed my perception of men. I was willing to see it differently. The universe put me in a perfect location. God put me in the perfect location for me to see that change and see it firsthand. I don't believe all men are horrible or bad. No, I don't. Because I've literally seen amazing men and fathers, because I was looking for that. I wanted to see it. I wanted to believe. I have my cousin Dario and my cousin Memo. Both my cousins are amazing fathers. They are there for their kids all the time in such a beautiful way. Because I wanted to see it. Do I have some cousins that are not great fathers? Yeah. But I see more amazing fathers now than ever. And yes, there'll be one or two that I see and that I'm like, well, you're the different one. But because I chose to see it differently. I told my brain, I told God, only good men are the ones that are around my life. And that just goes to say, to choosing to see the beauty in everything, and that's what you're going to get. If you choose to, if you continuously tell yourself what you don't want, that's exactly what you're going to get. It doesn't change for anything. It doesn't change for money. It doesn't change for love. It doesn't change for anything. We don't receive the good unless we're willing to look for it. And we don't change the world by becoming bitter. We change it by becoming better. So remember that. Thank you for staying to the end once again. I know it's tough out there. Stay positive. If this episode resonated with you, don't forget to follow me at Unicorns Do Exist Pod in our Instagram or wherever you listen to the podcast, because I'm here for you. So to all my Aquariuses out there, happy birthday. You guys are truly the best sign. I should know. And remember, unicorns do exist. You're listening to one. Bye.